This is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio, broadcasting live from the East Eddy Ranch. We're out in the field right now where the Paranormal State gathering, wall-to-wall tents here. There's cars parked everywhere. And we've had some incredible sightings here and experiences, and it's just ongoing. There's so many things going on here. We lost track. There was over 40 ships last night, and I don't know how many the other night. And, you know, some of these could have been satellites, but we're checking the data right now to eliminate some of them as satellites and some of them as unknowns, you might say, or UFOs. I have quite a few people standing here in the field, and they're be coming through here on the way to see one of the Paranormal State last episodes, and they've got that going on in the conference building as well as some Kunlun classes after that. So there's a lot happening up here right now. It's getting quite crazy here at the East Eddy Ranch. But cruising through the field here, let's see, we've got our first victim we're going to bring on the show. And, can you state your name?
My name is Jasmine.
Can you tell us some of the things that you've seen here at East Eddy?
First night at 2 o'clock in the morning on May 15th, when I was trying to set up my tent, I saw a lovely little ship flying above just for me. It was great. I saw it zigzagging across the sky, changing directions, and it was just a very freeing experience because it confirmed so many things I was feeling about this place.
And we had some other spiritual experiences here as well.
Yes, I have been experiencing some amazing Kundalini energy. I've been blissing out. I've been finding myself, connecting with my higher self, and I couldn't be happier that I'm here.
Great. Anything more you want to add to that?
Come here. Experience true bliss and divinity and connect with yourself. It's worth it, and you will never want to leave.
Well, there you go. There's another happy customer. Over 500 being served at our UFO ranch. So, anyway, we've got quite a few others out here. Let's see if we can grab somebody else.
Can you state your name?
Desiree.
Have you had fun while you're here, Grant?
Yes. It is unbelievable. It's awesome. I mean, it's ecstatic. It's beyond that. It's like a wonderful, overwhelming feeling of peacefulness. Great. It's unexplainable. It's just unexplainable.
You get to see some of the activity in the sky?
Yes. It was amazing. And it totally verified everything, like all claims to this ranch, everything. This ranch is like, helps you find you. The things in the sky were just amazing. They were like everywhere, like a light, nice little light show. It was just, they were gorgeous.
All right. Is there more you want to add to the...
Yeah, I'll be coming back.
All right, there you have it. Another happy customer. There's so many people coming up to the ranch right now. We've got several thousand witnesses, and it's ongoing. So we can walk around here all day long. I've got put 100 witnesses on, but what I'm going to do is just keep as they come. I'll put people on and see what they have to say and go from there. We've got one. We got our victim sitting down here. How you doing?
I'm good.
What's your name?
Erica.
And Erica, how have you experienced the ranch so far?
How have I experienced it?
What have you seen so far?
I've had so much fun. I love the energy here. It's very peaceful. And, the UFOs are definitely the same. I saw one zigzagging up and down, and they definitely could not be a satellite in any way. It's been awesome here. I really like it. Yeah, and there were some weird things in the tent that happened, but I'm gonna let a friend maybe explain that because he's just a much better person at describing what exactly we heard and went on, and we don't know. Maybe there's some being or something outside of our tent. It's kind of frightening.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks for coming on the show. Okay, let's we're being guided over here. Here we go. We have another, we have a dog barking and some new people coming up. Can you take a minute?
Nicole.
Have you had a good time here today?
This place is amazing. I've never experienced anything like it, and I've been all over the world. I've slept in the Serengeti in Africa, and I've never heard noises like I have here outside my tent. I can honestly say, like, it's a little weird sleeping with it sounds like a goose being strangled by an accordion, but I don't know. It's apparently normal, but there's just so many amazing things here, and the energy just, it's just so healing and loving. Like, there's nothing like it. And then, okay, first of all, everywhere you look looks like a postcard, so that alone is, like, enough to bring you up here. But the UFO phenomenon, there's nothing like it. I'm from Atlanta. I've never seen anything like these things in the sky. Just light up and zigzag around. Can't explain it at all.
So, you think you might have had a Bigfoot
hanging
around your tent?
I don't know, man. It's big, Bigfoot, or it was, you know, I don't know, some giant swan making noises in light, whatever.
All right. Okay, we have another witness here from Pittsburgh.
Hi, Sarah.
Sarah?
Mm-hmm.
Have you had fun here, Grant?
I have had so much fun. It's really cool. It's one heck of an experience, and it's absolutely gorgeous.
All right. You got to see some of the clips as well.
Yeah, they're really cool. I mean, I was excited about it, but it didn't really hit me until I actually saw them.
It's
a really cool thing to see.
Yeah,
definitely check it out.
Tell the officers around. Is that
yeah, definitely.
That's it.
Yeah, I love it.
Glad you're having a good time.
All right, another happy customer. Do you want to go on As You Wish Talk Radio?
Sure.
All right, can you state your name?
My name's Jamie.
Jamie?
Yeah.
Have you had fun since you've been here?
You know, I travel all the way from all alone, and it's been a really great experience. I've met so many awesome people, and I'll definitely be back.
Did you get to see some of the ships flying in?
Yeah, I did see a couple things. I didn't pay too much attention to the sky because I was involved in other activities, but tonight I plan on laying in a lounge chair and soaking it all in.
So the singing group, huh?
Yeah, you know, around the fire, having a good time.
Awesome.
All right, we have a few more wandering up here. Oh, look at this. Here's part of the cast coming up right now. Welcome to As You Wish Talk Radio.
Hello. Hey, how's it going?
Can you state your name?
It's Heather Taddy from Paranormal Steve.
All right, we've got the cast coming up. You want to talk a little bit about your experiences here at the ranch? And
I love it out here, and I wanted to just move here and live in this field so I can look at the mountain all the time and just look at the sky and see all the crazy life. I would love to do that.
We'll build a paranormal state yurt out here.
Yeah, that's great. That sounds wonderful.
All the equipment and everything. We got to see quite a few unknowns up there flying.
Yeah, I don't know what I saw. I can't explain it, but it was pretty cool.
All right.
Pretty awesome.
There's too many of them to be sat around.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, thanks for coming on the show. Is anybody else in the cast we can grab? It?
All right, hang on. We've got a couple others here.
Hello, welcome to As You Wish Talk Radio.
Hi, how you guys doing?
All right, can you state your name?
Yeah, this is Katrina Weidman from A&E's Paranormal State and the Paranormal Research Society.
All right. Have you had fun since you've been here?
I have. This is actually my first time here because I didn't get to go last time. So it's beautiful. It's very relaxing.
Uh-huh.
I haven't seen any UFOs yet, but, you know, I'm hoping maybe tonight.
Yeah.
Get to see
busy.
Some.
Yeah.
Yeah, lots of shooting stars, though.
All
those
right.
Are beautiful.
Good. All right. Thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, thanks.
All right. So, thank you,
my name is Katie Stillman, and I help out PRS, so it is gorgeous here, and I'm having a wonderful time at the ranch. Beautiful. Haven't seen anything yet, unfortunately. But
where were you last
I know, right? I was being sleepy, is what I was doing. But no, I mean, I'm looking forward to tonight, and hopefully we're going to have a good night here.
Right.
Get to see some awesome things.
All right. Thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, thank you.
We have some other, here we have a couple other witnesses. Hang on just a second.
Hi.
Say your name and welcome to the show.
Hi, I'm Pamela Henwood. I'm with the catering crew here this weekend. And it's been beautiful. We saw a lot of ships since we've been here. Last night I counted 41.
Uh-huh.
And there was one that was really special that came from the east moving to the west. And it was bright and low and golden and red, and it's beautiful.
Across the whole entire horizon.
We followed it, and it was changing speed and direction, and it was beautiful.
Oh, awesome.
The coolest one, I think, for me was the first night when we saw two ships coming directly towards each other.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And they passed.
Oh, yeah.
That was amazing. Yeah,
uh-huh.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been wonderful.
What do you say about the people that go, oh, those are just satellites and meteors?
Well, I think that, you know, maybe they're not seeing what I see because they're not really looking with their eyes. But I'm okay if somebody doesn't believe or say a good question.
Yeah.
But I mean,
it's obvious
that it's
not
over satellite.
40, how many did you say?
41 last night.
41, kind of 41 objects flying around up there.
Yep.
And there's no way. We don't have that many satellites flying over Trout Lake.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And it started before dark coming in from up the south.
Yeah.
We saw two coming in, and it was it really felt like, okay, you guys, get out there.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being here and sharing with us.
Been wonderful.
The audience.
Yeah. Thanks, everyone.
All right, we have a few more people here waiting in line. Can you state your name?
Hi, I'm LaVona Carlson from Oklahoma.
And have you had some experiences with Grant?
Oh, yes. We've seen many ships. And before we came here, we meditated, and I was told that I would see on three nights, they would come in and present themselves to me, that one of the times they would be in a fog. And last night we went to a separate area in the field and called them in, and I took pictures, and sure enough, like 20 feet ahead of me in the fog are the beings. And,
oh, awesome.
And they're awesome. I can't wait to show you the pictures.
Oh, I can't wait.
These beautiful orbs. I always get orbs, but the colors of these orbs are so intense and brilliant, and there's different faces. The faces are unlike any that I usually get. Yes, they do look very alien to me, which is great. I think it's awesome. This is a fantastic place. You should all come here now.
Right.
Thank you, James.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. We've got another one of the cast here coming up. State your name.
Hey, I'm Michelle Bellanger. I'm from Ohio. Having a wonderful time here at the UFO Ranch. Got to see some really nifty lights in the sky last night in the middle of my... I was doing a lecture around the campfire and happened to look up because there was a shooting star. And shortly after the shooting star, and I'm like, well, that isn't a shooting star. There's a tiny little thing up there about just the size of one of the stars itself.
Uh-huh.
Zipping around, zigzagging, just doing crazy stuff. I'm like, hey, guys, right above us.
Uh-huh.
Right above us, just hanging out, watching apparently watching the show.
Yeah, I think one of the women here said she saw 40-something, 44 objects. Identify up there. Some of those are satellites. We all know that.
Oh, yeah.
There's just
satellites
way too many.
Do not zigzag.
Yeah.
I'm fairly certain that
they
don't go zigzag and zap in and out.
Well, we got them off in footage. We got it all on film, too. Right? Can you talk a little about some of the other experiences you've had here, or energy experiences,
I have to say that the energy here is very, very... There's a lot of natural power here.
Mm-hmm.
And it is something that really kind of helps you out your ground and cleanse. I've noticed a lot of people really feel a lot more laid back here, and just kind of, I don't know, there's just a general feeling of goodwill among people. I think the land itself helps to really encourage that.
Oh, great. Anything else you want to add to that?
Just that we're having an awesome time. I really appreciate you letting us come out and sharing your space and your ideas with everybody.
Oh, great. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, no problem at all.
And anytime you want to return, feel free.
And the view is gorgeous.
Oh,
I come for the view alone.
Thank you so much. I think we have we have another victim sitting down in a chair over here. Can you state your name?
I'm Megan McGirt from Connecticut.
All right. So since you've been in the city, I know you've had quite a few experiences because I shared in a few with you.
Yes. Yes, I have. I'm inspired and changed forever. I can't stop painting the mountain. You can feel the energy, the mystical energy around. And it's real. I don't believe for a minute that there's 41 satellites around. Just to see the movement in the sky, the way they play with us when you send your beam up to them and they respond. Really
When they power up their ships and when they... The really low ones that were going, some of them were going behind the trees over there and way too low for satellites.
And one was gold. One came down and was gold.
Yeah, the big gold one.
Yeah, and that was like, it looked like a desk.
I noticed when we gave you the night vision, we had that third generation military night vision, and you're looking at the sky, the first thing you said was, oh my God.
Oh my God, it's right.
And
I couldn't really believe what I was seeing, actually, for the first I was filled with excitement because I felt like we're not the only ones, and there's proof. There's proof and evidence right there in the sky as I'm watching it, and it just feels that I'm getting excited thinking about it. Those military-grade night vision goggles really help you identify the difference between the stars and the craft moving.
And they definitely didn't move anything like a satellite. They're just way too bright and big and low. And
they moved with intelligence. They'd move across. I'd watch one move across the sky and then stop. And just for good measure, I'd watch it as waiting for it to take off again. And after about 5 minutes, it'd take off again. And that's unusual.
Yeah.
And especially when they start to move together and they form, like, we saw a little cell where six of them started to come out. We saw two traveling together, and then one seemed to be coming right at them, and that's when we thought, hey, they're going to crash, and then they went across each other,
uh-huh.
And then other ones popped out from the side.
Yeah, some came right. Yeah, they looked like they're going to crash. Some came so close to each other. We had like four, almost six in one viewfan at one time.
Right. That's why we felt like it was a sound.
Definitely. So, can you talk about some of the other energies? I know it's personal, but you had some other amazing experiences with other energies, you might say, or interdimensional energies, or higher beings, you might say.
Well, you can definitely feel the vibration change in yourself, and I've had some experiences where I felt energy come in, being brought into the room through us all, and be a part of me, and it's hard to explain in words. It's almost like there's not words to explain it, but we're building a new vocabulary for it.
That's what we're doing.
But with interdimensional beings coming in, I'm all for it, and I feel that my guides come through, Rasa, and I feel like he came through to talk to me, through you, and I don't think that there's anything quite like it yet, right now, like the Kung Moon. I experienced the Kung Moon, the meditation.
Great.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm very
grateful. This is a really great place to be.
Kind of hard to leave here.
It is very hard to leave. I want to live here now.
All right, we're going to have to start building a lot more years.
Yes.
You want to go on the show here? We need a man. Oh, we got a dog on the show. Just state your name.
Name's John.
John?
Yes.
And I know you've undergone quite a transformation here since you've been here.
That is true. Definitely true. Very open-minded person, and I'm willing to learn as much as I can about anything. And from what I hear, I've opened up a lot since I first came here 4 days ago. But it's been an experience, and I love everything about it so far.
Oh, good.
I'm going to miss this place. I'm definitely coming back.
Great. Yeah, glad to have you back. You're the first guy on the show here. All the women are coming up and talking, but yeah, the guys are kind of hiding out. I don't know why. We'll have to round up some more guys here to talk about their experiences.
Well, thank you.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on the show.
Sure.
We're going to keep wandering around here and see how other things are going on. We've got a few more people here. I think we can snag a couple standing right here. Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to Magic Wish Talk Radio.
Hi.
Do you want to talk about some of the experiences you've had?
Yeah, sure. I mean, since I've been on the ranch, I've seen probably in the last few days 60 chips, and was kind of cynical before I got here about the whole thing, and then was jumping around like a kid going, oh, my God, it's all real, it's all real. So it's sort of undeniably clear that there's something else going on here. Yeah.
And then also the Kundalini classes and the energy that goes along with that. And tying that all together, it seems to be quite a fascinating experience.
Yeah, and it seems like because of what if the energy on the land is so different, that it seems that people are opening much more readily in the Kundalini classes. Very different.
Great.
Phenomenal place.
It's a hard to leave place.
It is a hard to leave place.
I'm sure you'll be back early soon.
Yeah.
We're running out of victims here. Everybody's inside the show, and Paranormal State is doing playing their last episode. We've been grabbing people as they're walking in,
see if we can find some more people to bring on the show. So we're sending out our Patrick, our roving reporter, to see if he can snag some more people to come on the show and talk about some of their experiences. But ultimately, it's been an awesome experience. There are so many ships flying overhead right now. And they put on quite a show for everybody here. And, you know, again, this is Paranormal States field trip who came to the East Eddy Ranch. They came here before with Chip Coffee and a lot of and some of the other crew. We have a whole different group here now. But when he was here, he was just blown away by the energy and felt the ultra-dimensional presence and the presence of higher beings and, you know, the energies of the land here as well. One of the things we're hoping the skies will clear up. They clear up every night, but we did get some heavy, heavy chemtrailing today. So, you know, it's kind of sad that they have to do that over the ranch here, but from this morning on, they started in again, and they just laid a thick, thick chemtrail layer over us. But I'm sure we can enlist the help of these higher beings and blow this energy right out of here and bring in the air silts and some of the other things that help clean up this. And maybe the ETs can spin these, you know, into these little tornadoes they like to do. They like to spin them into these little top-like formations, and then all the sky just clears up all of a sudden. It's amazing. But looks like we have we might have a few more people wandering up. I'm not sure, but it is getting interesting out here. We'll see who else wants to come on the show. We've got people. Most of the building is full right now. Hey Heather, you want to say a few more words? Want to say hello to any of your fans and listeners? All right. Heather's at a loss for words.
I'm excited about tonight, though.
All right.
I'm excited to see what I see
today. Great. Yeah, we're still out here in the field. People are still driving up. There's a lot going on inside right now, but people are just starting to come out. And you know, coming, wandering out of the show. Looks like we have another East Eddy visitor who might want to go on the air. Welcome to As You Wish.
Hi. Well, my name is Jorge, and you will excuse my English. I come from Peru, and this was amazing. Last night I was watching, like, maybe 20 ships. And I also was watching the black screen with very sophisticated technology. And I'm totally amazed, and I believe more and there is higher entities all over space.
So some of the energies that you experienced here, I know that you felt all kinds of, as if some beings were actually working with you, and could you talk a little bit about that? Or?
About the experience with
maybe in the pyramid or some of the other experiences that you had?
Oh, in the group?
Yeah.
Definitely is a good experience with you follow all the kind of instructions, and you will experiment things like you've been communicated with this person, higher entity, so to call.
Now I know that you've worked a lot, are very familiar with the Rama group, and they have a lot of the little more sophisticated protocols in here. This is a different group. It's a big group here, but we use a lot of the same protocols, intense meditation and spiritual practices to make these contacts. Would you say it's similar to the energy that you're experiencing there or they're experiencing there in Peru?
I think this is more intense. Well, Rama, I think they're searching for more spaces or different kind of creatures, but here it's more, it's different, more like a touch, more the person itself.
Yeah, more personal.
Oh, great. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Hey, you want to come on As You Wish Talk Radio?
Yeah.
Here we have Aaron. He's one of the younger folk here at the ranch. Do you want to talk about some of the experience you've had here since you've been on the ranch and some of the things you've seen?
All right.
Well, my first night, we caught, like, a bunch of orbs, like, a lot of colors, really bright. Most of them were, like, the really faint ones, too, and, like, really big ones. And, like, it's been just escalated from there on. Like, it hasn't dropped. Like, there's the ship happens a lot now, like, 12 a night or so. Just, like, first few hours, too. And I caught those purple beams to them.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I was playing with the camera, and I was like, yay! Uh-huh. They don't really come in the picture, though. Like, more to the video. Because
yeah.
They, like, filter that out, don't they?
Did you see some of the really large ships that flew in last night?
Yeah. Like, we came and when we first came, we saw, like, the two going that way. You came right when you guys saw the two going one way and then the one intersecting them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was awesome. We've only had really good experiences. Okay, we come up, like, every weekend. We're, like, our second house is up here.
Yeah.
Because
you felt the energies and had other spirits
connecting. Yeah. Isis connecting with her, doing the table tipping. Like, it's just a euphoric blissful place.
That's it. Thanks for coming on the show.
So it's getting quite interesting here. It's amazing. The veils between worlds are very thin here. And a lot of people don't understand the true nature of contact and what that's all about. But when you rise to the occasion and get past your body and your personality and realize you're actually a spirit and an interdimensional spirit that has many levels to you all the way back to source, when you start transversing that and experiencing those different levels, contact comes with that package. We always say, contact comes with enlightenment, but you have to transcend all religious and cultural boundaries and get beyond all the little boxes that we've created, you know, and these belief systems that keep us separate. But it looks like things are really opening up right now, and there's major, major doorways opening, both through the media and both through just the grid of the earth itself. It's pretty amazing what's happening. So it's just getting stronger and stronger. The energy is really picking up here. We have some people wandering up here in the distance. It'll be interesting to see if we can get them on the radio. We've got, I don't want to get too close. If I get too far away from where I am right now, I might lose my signal out here in the field. But people are actually, looks like the cast is singing songs and killing my stereo system. So I don't know. I keep hearing the thing shorting out. I don't know why. Maybe there's just too much energy in the building. But the first time we've had all this energetic feedback going on, and I think it is, you know, have to do with the energy. But anyway, hope we've got somebody on the sound control over there. It's kind of scary. Sometimes, you know, when you turn everything over to other people and you hope they're watching things, and it doesn't always work out that well. But hang on just a second. I think we might have somebody else coming up. We might be able to get, do you want to come back on the show again for a minute? Is there anything else you want to share? We've got a few minutes left.
Sure.
This is Lavona again, and yesterday we contacted a being that identified themselves as, they spelled it S-U-U-U, and they said they were connected with James and this land somehow, but that they were also connected with me, and that's why I came. And they said they come here to eat. Their food is here. So I don't know, is it energy that they eat or mineral? I don't know what they eat, but I think that's pretty interesting.
Yeah. It's not human.
No, it's not human. Or maybe the llamas or alpacas or whatever they are.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that's pretty interesting. And tonight they have promised to come back. So we'll see. That's what we're counting on. Thank you.
Great, it's interesting. See what they're coming to eat. Maybe, hopefully, they eat grass or wild craft.
or something like that. it's quite an interesting place here. I know there's other planets out there that are pretty desolate. Who knows, you know, with our abundance of food here, even though we waste it and have mountains and mountains of corn and wheat and things of that nature just sitting around. Who knows? Maybe they come and beam it up when we're not looking, you know. It's, if I was an extremely advanced race, I think I'd come in and beam up all that wasted grain and drop it on the people that don't have food and don't have the resources. But who knows? You know, who knows what they're up to here? I know the ones here are extremely benevolent, very loving, totally blissful beings. And some of them actually don't even need to eat, which is amazing. They're very, very self-contained, you might say. They live off of prana, and they have energy bodies or light bodies and things of that nature. Some are physical, just like you and I, and do eat. And who knows, you know, maybe they have some little side agreements with some of the local farmers, you know. We have a joke here in Trout Lake. We always say, welcome to Trout Lake, where the women are strong and the men are good-looking, and, well, most of the children have been abducted, and with a little banjo music playing in the background. But it's pretty interesting here. I'm looking at our source here. I'm trying to get close to the conference building. We're getting about as close as we can get. But I'm hearing, as we're walking towards the conference building right now, you can hear the, I don't know if you can hear the frogs. I'll hold the phone up. The frogs just get deafening around here. It's great having that kind of energy. And, you know, in the background. But it's like a few more people. They're showing a premiere, and it sounds like some of the cast is actually singing in there. I'm hearing my name's Ryan, and I'm a paranormal investigator. So I guess they might have queued the show. And, hello?
Yeah, hello. How's it going, James?
Good. Welcome to As You Wish.
Oh, right on. It's Tim from Ontario, Canada again.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
I always do. Right on. Very good, very good.
Oh, it's good you're not here. Everybody's, like, having an incredible experience here. It's a lot.
Yeah, well, you know what, James? Every single night I go outside, it's like I'm reborn again. I can't wait till the sun goes down so I could look up at the sky. And I turn off the TV, I go outside, and James, we see ships do crazy things in the sky. We've seen a fleet of 30 ships, I kid you not, a fleet of 30 ships, only with the night vision, of course, because they're so dim, and another fleet of 10 the same night. So we know that they're real, we know they're here, they're out there, they're doing wild things in the sky, and every single night the clouds are gone, we can see all these ships. People know they're out there. We all know they're real. And then I still have people telling us, well, they're satellites. They're secret satellites. And I said, just look up for yourself. You know what I mean? It's we all have to experience it ourselves. And yeah. I just wanted to tell you about these 30 ships I've seen. It was wild.
Yeah, we've got... One of the things that people don't do, they don't do the research. And what I've seen over and over again and it, is that, like you're saying, they just dismiss things as satellites. But the problem is that, you know, when you get late at night, these objects are in the Earth's shadow and they're self-illuminated. And so there's no way they could be satellites. Plus they're making turns and, you know, big turns, right-angle turns, stopping, starting, doing all
that. Yeah, that's another point I bring up, yeah.
Crazy antics, you know, and there's just no possible way to dismiss these as satellites.
Yeah, there's no way. I've seen them travel in pairs, like as almost as if they're on like a protect, you protect me, I protect you basis, and let's roll together. The fleet of 30, though, I must tell you, they're different shape, like, they do different actions in the sky, so
yeah.
Some would be solid and low-flying ships, but these ones would almost, like, they're dancing around. It's not like they're staying constant, solid light. So, I mean, there's different, the wife seen the other day what came across the sky and almost, like, fluttered like a butterfly. It almost appeared like it was a butterfly, but I guess it was the light action that it was doing that it made it come off like a butterfly, but it was also doing these maneuvers in the sky. So Joanne, the wife, had said, yeah, it looks like a butterfly. I checked it out myself, and sure enough, a couple minutes later, I get to see them. So you know what it is? I think we're really connected, me and the wife here, in our backyard, because whenever we go 10 kilometers, 15 kilometers to get out of the light pollution, as they say, there's not as much connection.
Uh-huh.
It's as if they're trying to connect with us in our house, and which is another weird weird thing. I can't explain that either. But we see them. We see ships every night. I actually posted something up on YouTube that I've been getting around to people, and it's just another ship. Not just another, but a ship coming across the sky. I got them on the night vision. So if people wanted to check that out, that's a UFO ship over Newcastle, Ontario. So that's a UFO ship over Newcastle, Ontario, and that was filmed on May 10th. And they can see what we're talking about. I went up on heavensabove.com, which I was informed of, and the J-Tracker from NASA. And these are not satellites, so I'm really, really glad I get to see them every night.
Hey, can you hang on just a second? I've got the part of the cast here from Paranormal State.
Paranormal State's there with you guys.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, how you doing? Hey, is this the host of the Paranormal State show?
Yep, this is Ryan from PRS.
Ryan, how's it going?
Right here. Yeah, I'm good. Hey, guys, how's it going, Serge?
Right on, right on. So you're out there filming again?
No, we're not filming, actually. We just came back with a bunch of fans to have them experience the place like we experienced it. Because, you know, we did an episode, but we honestly had such an amazing experience here. We thought we should share it with other people. So we brought about 100 fans with us to James's Ranch, and so far everyone's just loved it.
Wow, you know what? I wish I could have got out there, but I'm all the way on the East Coast here. If you ever want to come up to Toronto, Ontario, we'd love to film.
You guys should. You will not be disappointed.
Yeah, no, great on. So you guys are doing just your own sort of documentations, I guess? You're
yeah,
going to
I mean,
see some action?
Probably their own recorders, some of their own equipment to document the phenomenon and stuff. So, yeah, I mean, they're having fun. And we're not doing any hard research, but we are definitely observing the skies at night.
Yeah,
that's all right. That's all right. You know what? I want to congratulate you on your show. You've definitely done a great job for a lot of people, and it seems like you're definitely here on Earth to guide people in the right direction. And you're not taking up space, we'll call it. And I really appreciate that you're doing that.
I appreciate it, man.
Right on, Ryan. Cool.
Hey, Tim,
so
hang on.
Come up to Toronto, Canada.
All right, hang on just a second, Tim.
Yeah.
Hey, Tim, how's it going? It's Serge from Paranormal State.
Sergey, how you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Oh, very good, very good. Enjoying the weather out there or what?
Yeah, honestly, we've been, like, really blessed to have really great weather. We first started off with, like, having nothing but rain, but luckily when the event started, this place lit up.
Wow, great. That's very good to hear.
Yeah, man.
So how long are you guys out there for?
What was that?
How long are you guys out there for?
This is actually our last day, so we're hoping to end it up with a really huge bang. Everyone's getting excited for nighttime. The skies open up and the stars shine down on us.
Oh, that's it. You're still 8:39, I guess, 8:40 in the evening.
Yeah.
It's almost 12 o'clock where I am. And I find 10 o'clock is their hot time that they come around. They'll still show themselves, talking about ships, UFO ships, they'll still show themselves throughout the night. However, I found 10 o'clock was especially great to see them.
Yeah. Hey, hon, I'm talking with some paranormal state.
James, what are you
talking about? Oh, we just seen another butterfly UFO. It's like a butterfly. It's like a ship, but it flutters, like flickers with like a light flickering, almost in a butterfly formation. It's weird. It's hard to describe unless you see it yourself.
Hey, how come you think 10 o'clock is the time that
you know what, James? You know what it is, James? When you had said that on the Paranormal State episode about a year ago, you had said 10 o'clock. Watch for 10 o'clock. Bang, at 10 o'clock, they were able to see something. Now, when I went out there with my wife, we drove 4,300 kilometers because we knew you were real and we knew it was all real. We went out there, and sure enough, you said around 10 o'clock-ish, we'll see something. It wasn't at 10 o'clock on the nose, but it was around 10 o'clock that they came out, not before and not much after. And I don't know why. I'm not sure because, you know what, sometimes at 10 o'clock in some areas, the sun hasn't gone down yet. So I don't know why it's 10 o'clock specifically, but it just seems like here, same deal. We go out at 9:45, and then the show starts. And I don't want to call it a show and sell them off like that because that's not what we're doing here, but it just seems like a great time to go out there, 10 o'clock. They're out. They're wild. And you know what? If we all do this at 10 o'clock, maybe the connection is there and there's some sort of, you know, relation. And I don't know what it is. I get a lot of skeptics, so it's hard to prove to people. I just need to invite people out.
And everybody at 10 o'clock, go out with your camera. And maybe Paranormal State will help us out on that. And everybody at 10 o'clock, go out with your cameras, look up and see what you can see and see what you can film, and then call it in.
Yeah, well, that's what it is. Or, you know, throw it on the internet. Make sure people hear about it. Tell everybody. Just like I'm doing right now with the Obama deception, I'm letting everybody know the truth. I'm taking my time out. I'm spending my own money, just like you are, James.
Yeah.
You're taking the time out of your day to you know, introduce these UFO ships, these alien beings to us. You're taking your time out. You're you know, just like I am trying to do right now to open up the people's minds. We're trying, when we're doing a great job, we just need to let people see them. I always have the camera available on the tripod just in case anything happens in any aspect, chemtrails, UFOs, government conspiracies. I'm always there.
All right.
So, yeah, so do a great job like you always do, and we're moving at the end of the next month, so we'll probably be out there in the cold weather of August probably.
That's pretty warm. Hey, thanks for calling in. I'm going to go and grab some more guests here.
Thank you, James, and have a wonderful one.
All right, you too. Have a great evening. Looks like we have a call-in. Do we have a call-in? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, can you state your name?
Yeah, I'm Darren from Olympia here.
Oh, how you doing, Darren?
Hey, good. How's things going up there?
Hey, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I'm sorry I'm missing it.
Yeah, it's a mind-blowing experience up here. Everybody's being completely altered to next thing.
Yeah.
Find out more of the universe than they can imagine.
Yeah, but as you know, I got that third generation night vision myself, and I brought it up there.
Uh-huh.
With the infrared spotlight.
Yeah.
And as you know, we've been lighting up the orbs in action.
Yeah, too bad you're not up here now. Where are you?
I know, but you know what? I figured since I can see them up there, and if they're interdimensional spirits, I can spot them here.
Uh-huh.
So I went out the other night, and I played some music in the backyard, and sure enough, in they came. Not a lot of them, mind you, but there was a few orbs.
Well, they follow you, you know.
Yeah.
You come here to connect in, and they definitely follow you.
Oh, absolutely. And I kind of freaked out my daughter, too, because I handed the night vision to her. And I go, watch, I'll attract them in.
Uh-huh.
And they were zipping around me. Freaked her out. But so I went out last night, okay, to a large cemetery. I figured there'd be lots of orbs in a cemetery. There's a large one over by the Olympia Brewing Company. Do you know where that is?
Oh, yeah.
The Olympia Brewing Company. And with my wife, and brought out the night vision and the spotlight. And sure enough, when it got dark, boy, that they were flying everywhere.
Oh,
hundreds
really?
Of them. It was beautiful. We were having a great time.
Yeah, it's boy, I wish you had that equipment here so we could film you know, what's happening here with the orbs. I think we have most of them here convinced that orbs are real and do exist. In the beginning, nobody believed in them. And now after seeing them showing up on all the films and showing them flying behind trees with branches in front of them, casting shadows on them, and now that we have them on video here, that's just blowing the mind, you know, that with them on video, they can't argue about it.
Well, I'll get you set up with the spotlight here with the infrared. I'll bring one up next time I come up.
You know, the thing about doing is getting a couple of those spotlights and aiming them out there and then shooting between them.
Because you're going to have the Coon Moon next week, aren't you, up there?
Oh, yeah. Well, they're doing
much for that.
Yeah, I know. They're doing a seminar in Seattle here real soon, but we should have that up on our site. I'm not sure if we did. I did put it out on the list. Every Friday he's doing the Coon Moon. Up here, Rich Romer's doing it, and we're having, you know, in the Coon Moon Club, when we do Coon Moon and we take a photograph, there's orbs everywhere. It's amazing.
But what's the gal's name there from Hawaii that's coming up? Or what's her name?
Oh, Nahi's coming up.
Nahi, yeah.
Yeah, she's a kahuna.
Yeah.
And she's going to be teaching a lot of the kahuna tradition and some of the other, doing a lot of transmissions and healing work.
I want to be up there for that.
Yeah, that should be a good event. I don't know how many people are going to, a bunch of people look like they're actually flying in from Hawaii for that.
Oh, really?
Great. Yeah, so there's quite an entourage, I guess, that's coming with her. And I'm sure we're going to have a lot of music and a lot of good wine fun, you know, good aloha spirit going on.
Absolutely.
But here it's just been, people are just blown away right now. They're coming up, I don't know if you heard the first part of the show, but
41.
They're coming up and just talking about it just completely changed their world, you know, rocked their world. So, having this experience and, you know, it makes me feel great to have people open up like that and be touched and expand in consciousness and heal and realize that there's a lot more to the universe going on, you know, than the cubicle even.
The more universal truth.
Yeah. Get them out of the cubicles, you know, and back into the, what I call the real world, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of people say, you know, get real, you know, you need to get real. And I go, what do you mean get real? You know, are you really saying get plastic, you know, or get unreal, you know. But
sure.
I mean, nature's real, and there's other reality going on is very real, and we've got the evidence to prove it, and the witnesses, and now we have probably a couple hundred more witnesses.
Yeah, it's going to be getting darker pretty soon, and I'll be pulling out my night gear tonight and searching the skies, and I'll be doing more orb hunting myself, so.
Yeah. But you can't run up here really quick with your gear.
Well, if it was really quick, I would.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, it's a 3.5-hour drive for me, though.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's Bill here up here. You can be our ground mechanic.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I can fix anything.
I know, I've noticed that. You know, you came in and had every weed eater, every chainsaw, every mower, rototiller, everything running in about, made short work of all of it. You got it all back together again. Which helps us keep up the ranch here.
Yeah, I'll bring my tools up with me next time there too. I come up there next week or whatever.
Yeah, I'll have to get a get another vehicle.
The do list going.
Another vehicle for you to pick. I'll go buy a whole bunch of used farm equipment for you. Get everything all set up. It looks like the conference building, they're still in there. I think they're watching the last episode. people that are wandering around here. I was really hoping to get a few more people.
Yeah, you're going to get some more people on the line there?
On the line, but it doesn't look like. It looks like everybody's inside watching the show, which is good, you know.
Yeah.
I'm glad they're taking a strong interest in that. So, you know, it's a lot better than ignoring it. So everybody's having a good time and packed in there and you know, watching the show.
I'm kind of missing out there. I didn't think there'd be that many people up there.
Yeah, me neither. I mean, it's a tent city going on. I just had another TV show I did with the Community Connection, and I was just in Portland today. I had to do a turnaround, and you know, got in my van, took off, drove into Portland, did the radio show, turned around, and tried to get back, and ran into like three accidents stuck on the freeway and just insane stuff. And I, you know, it's sad, you know. When you go in there, I just go, how do people do this, you know? How do they live like this? But they do, you know? How they do it, but they do it, you know? But, by the time I got back, I was just saying, thank God I live up here on this beautiful mountain, and I'm about ready to just stay here and not go anywhere from here on out.
Yeah.
I've had other people come up and enjoy the experience here, enjoy the energy.
Well, thanks for having me on. I'll be letting you go here and
alrighty.
Scare somebody else up there.
Okay, we've got a couple people wandering around here.
Okay.
I don't think we're going to be able to get them on because we just got 2 minutes left. I wanted to tell people that we've had the Science Spirit World Transformation Conference coming up. Which is going to be amazing, too. We usually have a very large group for that. And we have the ships come in and put on quite a display every year with top physicists and scientists and world-renowned authors come here to speak. And also, too, check out the website. Check out some of the books and DVDs and videos there on the website. The people here, there's a lot of younger generation here because of the paranormal state, and they're just sucking up these books, and they're saying, finally, something makes sense, you know, out of it all. So they're having a great time and reading the books and the videos and, you know, adding a little enlightenment and a little higher consciousness and energy to the mix.
That's what I had told you from the get-go, is that the world never, even as a child, the world didn't make a whole lot of sense to me until I started looking into this stuff.
Yeah, it finally starts making sense.
Yeah.
Somebody told me that, you know, one day they asked me that, so what are you going to do when you know, what happened after you grew up? And I told them I never did. I said, I really don't want to live in that world. You know, it's a little too crazy for me.
Yeah.
I want the simplicity I had when I was a kid. And we seem to be going back to that. It looks like we're out of time. So we're going to have to sign off. We just got a few seconds left, and it looks like everybody's packed in that building like sardines. So we're going to be signing off now. This is Jane Kim with As You Wish Talk Radio. Have a great evening. Get your cameras. Go outside. Pull up a chair and watch the skies and see what's up, because people are filming ships all over the world right now, and they're here in great numbers. And, you know, if you don't believe in UFOs, you're just not paying attention. That's the bottom line. So have a great evening. James Gillen signing off. And watch the skies. Good night.